Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. We help you get unstuck so you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth. I'm your host, David Schreiner Kahn.
If I were to take a break and put a real plan together to design the life that I want, business and family and life, everything included, what would that look like?
Today on episode 419 of Smashing the Plateau, I'm here with Lance and Brandy Salazar, the co-founders of Legendary Couples with Kids. I'm going to ask Lance and Brandy how to turn a downward spiral into positive results, how they knew there was a business opportunity based on their personal experiences, how their business concept emerged, and much more. You can read a description of our discussion, information about Lance and Brandy, including links and resources we mentioned in this episode, on our website at smashingtheplateau.com. We've produced over 400 episodes of Plateau Smashing Discussions with top business leaders. Let me know what you want to hear from our guests. That's David at smashingtheplateau.com. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. Remember to subscribe on whatever platform you listen on and leave a review if you can. Now let's welcome Lance and Brandy. Lance and Brandy are on a mission to help couples reconnect with each other and stay deeply in love while raising their daughters. They created Legendary Couples with Kids because they know firsthand how challenging it is to keep your marriage a priority while juggling careers and being parents. They now know that it is possible to be more in love than ever before. Lance and Brandy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks, David, very much.
Yeah, great to have you on. So I know you have a particularly moving story about how you dealt with challenge in your lives. And I wanted to start off by talking about how we can take actions that seem like they're heading in a downward spiral leading to failure and then turn that into a very positive outcome.
You know, David, truth be told, you know, Legendary Couples with Kids was born of, in a lot of ways, an accident. You know, Brandy and I, about 4 years ago, had thriving careers. You know, Brandy was in real estate and I was a pharmacist. And we were on the brink of divorce, quite frankly. And through using particular techniques of positive questioning, success strategies in business and in health, we were able to resurrect that relationship and that marriage to what it is today. And what happened really was that friends and colleagues kind of took notice and said, you know, well, what did you guys do? What was different about, you know, being getting close to divorce and then being able to turn that around? And so Legendary Couples with Kids was born. And although it's a longer story than I'm going to say right now, you know, we took those principles of, you know, turning our marriage around and applied it to our family, made some radical changes in downsizing, you know, being able to sort of minimize our, you know, belongings, and put our family as well on a mission of moving forward. And I think a lot of what we did for our family and marriage is very similar to what a lot of people are doing for their businesses.
Yeah, so it sounds like you took a step back, took stock, realized what was important, and made some changes, some of which sounded like they may have been pretty radical.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, the biggest part like of our philosophy, so what we really try to do is help couples. You know, we help reconnect, you know, marriages that are either, you know, have some resentment or on the brink of separation or divorce, who quite frankly have realized that when, you know, they love being parents, but having kids really disconnected them, deprioritized their marriage, and therefore are kind of stuck in this phase of not knowing what to do next. And we took that step backward and worked on ourselves and completely overhauled our marriage. And when we started with our marriage being our priority, our relationship with each other, everything else sort of fell into place. Parenting became a lot easier. Our careers actually became a lot easier. Managing our house became a lot easier. And then we decided, well, heck, you know, what we've done is really quite radical. We should help other couples do that as well. And so that's where Legendary Couples, you know, came to be.
Yeah, it sounds great. Brandy, do you feel like you and Lance were on different pages or having very different perspectives before you started doing this work and asking yourselves these important questions that started the turnaround?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We were on different planets almost. You know, we came from very different backgrounds and the way that we operate is very different. Our mindset is different. And so we found ourselves in a constant frustration loop. And so getting on the same page with some of the programming that we had had and creating a shared vision and creating a shared future for ourselves and really taking massive action to make it a reality changed everything.
Was there one really important question that you both asked yourselves and maybe asked of each other that got you started on this turnaround?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if we were to have the most amazing marriage possible, what would that look like? And then that's the same question we then ask, if we were to have the most amazing life possible, what would that look like as parents for our kids? And so it really is as simple as asking that question and designing your life around that answer.
And what was your answer for both of those questions?
So for our marriage, it was feeling connected and feeling in love and having fun together and having adventure together and supporting each other and feeling confident and loyal to each other. And for our lives, it was really a sense of freedom and putting our priorities of our health and relationships and financial freedom in front of some of the other things that we had, habitual tendency to do that were time wasters, really. We all have the same amount of time in the day. And what we realized is that the things that we were spending our time doing weren't getting us closer to the future we truly desired.
Yeah, and then those business principles, David, too, are sort of like, you know, when you have a business that you're trying to get, you know, up and running and thriving, and you create sort of like, well, what do you want this business to do? What are the milestones? What are the goals? What are those objectives? And you create action steps around them. I think what we were caught in was sort of this loop of fixing what was broken. And I think a lot of couples get caught in that sort of like, well, this issue sucks, so let's fix this issue. Well, now this issue sucks, like plugging holes, you know, where new holes would show up, you know, later on down the road. And we decided, well, let's not do that anymore. Let's actually create a vision for our relationship. Let's move that forward and continuously look onto the horizon together, aka, you know, creating an action steps and plans for the marriage instead of just getting back to zero, so to speak.
Right. And clearly, I'm sure it's taken some hard work. And as we talked about, it's this hasn't been quick. This has been several years in the making. Yet here you are to talk about a very positive outcome from that experience.
Right. Yeah. It was, there were some dark days and dark times. I mean, anyone who has experienced being close to divorce or gone through a divorce knows how heavy that is. It's really one of the lowest of lows that you can experience in, you know, this human experience is separating from the person that you committed your life to.
I was really depressed in my job too. At the time when we were about to get divorced, I didn't like the job I was doing. And quite frankly, you know, working on ourselves and me working on myself personally, I didn't leave that job until about a year and a half or so after, you know, we had kind of turned around our marriage. But like you said, you know, taking something that was dark and turning it around, I actually was able to rewire my mind around that job so that I could take from it the positive things that it gave me rather than wallowing in the stuff that sucked. You know, perspective, I think, is a big piece of what we all, you know, need to look at in life. You know, instead of looking at the things that are terrible, what is going well? And that's kind of what we did with our marriage. But rewiring my mind around that job, you know, after fixing my marriage, really helped things out to where I could finally say, what do I really want to do in my career? And I was able to leave the job and start Legendary Couples with Brandon.
Well, first of all, congratulations to both of you for asking yourselves these hard questions and figuring out that there is a positive solution that you could create together that is really way better than perhaps what you even might have thought would be possible.
Right. That's true. Thank you.
And secondly, I'd love to know how you figured out that you could create a business based on your own personal experiences.
Well, what we found was that we weren't alone in this. And so often when we find ourselves in these dark places, it's a very lonely experience. And as we started to share our story and our experience with other people, there was this kind of Me Too that went on and hands were raising and people wanted help and they wanted to know, okay, how did you get from separated to you guys are having a blast together and deeply in love. Like, how do you do that? And it was fast. Honestly, David, it was about a 90-day process that we went through from one extreme to the other. And in 90 days, being happier and more in love than we had in the beginning of our relationship.
Yeah, 90 days sounds pretty quick to me.
Honestly, we couldn't believe it.
Well, we highly made our marriage the number one priority, and we still do today. And so that's why it thrives, is because, you know, a friend of mine even told me, he's like, yeah, when I realized that, you know, stuff is going really well with my wife, everything else becomes a lot easier. So if your marriage isn't all that great, but you're saying I'm being the best parent possible, you might be, but it's certainly not as easy as it could possibly be if you're firing on all cylinders with your spouse. So we just continue to make each other our priority, and it makes everything else just a lot simpler, even the business.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's the pinnacle of our message, is a life based on priority. And what we had found, you know, I had a thriving business and I was really good at what I did and really good at making money. And I ended up putting my time and energy there before anything else. So when I looked at my life and my marriage is falling apart and I feel really frustrated as a parent, but my business is thriving. If you look at your calendar and you say, well, my business gets not only the most amount of time, but it gets the best time. And so for us, it was taking a hard look at our relationship getting the leftovers, our parenting getting the leftovers instead of the other way around. And so designing a life around what your true priorities are and not letting the noise and the distractions of life, especially in this day and age, get in the way. There's so much that distract us and we all have the same amount of time in the day.
That's very true. So now, but let's go back actually to the business part. I'd love to hear a little more about, you saw hands going up that other people were in the same situation and wanted to learn how you did what you did. Talk to me about how this business concept emerged.
So simply put, we started to create a system based on what we did. And I had been in the women's coaching space for a while, and Lance is a certified health coach. And so we took these basic coaching principles and said, how can we turn this into a package where it doesn't necessarily take us sitting down in front of people on repeat saying, okay, you're struggling, this is what we did, let us, you know, we would love to help you. And from an efficiency perspective, we put it into a system and a course, which is video and workbooks. And so it was actually going through doing our own course that took us to the next level of changing the lives for our family. So yeah, it was really as simple as that. And so creating, while we still had our careers, creating a course and a website and resources around it.
There was it was that simple. And it was that difficult too, because, you know, Randy being in real estate and me, you know, formerly being a pharmacist, it was enjoyable and challenging for us to learn, you know, like video editing, course creation, and artistic, you know, workbook design. And so it was simple as bringing that together, but as challenging as it was to distill all of the things that we did into packages that people could digest and work on their relationships on their own, you know, with their partner, rather than, you know, having to sit, you know, in front of a coach and spending hours, you know, sort of in a lot of ways venting. You know, here's what we did, you know, in a system package of, you know, rewiring, reconnecting, and recommunicating with each other.
And how long did it take from the initial inception of the business concept until you felt like you were up and running?
Probably another 90 days.
I'd say another 90 days.
Yeah.
Yep.
We kind of work in 90-day increments. We're doing it right now. We actually are on day one of another 90-day plan. So that's kind of how we work. So essentially, similar to what we did for our relationship and then did for our family, we do for our business. So if we take the next 90 days and we say, in 90 days, if this was the most amazing 90 days for our business, what would we accomplish in this time? and just back into it. And these are the daily tasks we need to do. This is the monthly milestone, the weekly milestones, and this is how you get to it. So we kind of operate in 90 days on most things.
Yeah, they're almost like, you know, we were calling, in fact, Brandy and I, we get up every morning together and we have like a little morning routine that we do. And we were just talking, joking about how, you know, we're a very experimental family. We experiment on our family. We're like guinea pigs for other families in a lot of ways. You know, we'll take this 90-day block and we're like, hey, let's just try this. You know, we really create a life by design. And sometimes that can radically shift. You know, we're not so attached to societal norms of how we're supposed to operate as a family. And therefore, we have fun spending these 90 days of experiment going, well, that was awesome, or nah, that wasn't so great. Let's not do that again. And so it creates a lot of journey and fun and experimentation within our family.
So that's what our course was, is we took 90 days and we said, this is what the course would look like when it's done. This is everything that's in it. And we had some late nights getting it, especially because at the time we had, you know, we both worked
and
careers
had small children, you know.
Had small children. And so it was a lot of late nights and early mornings or lunch times together, but we did it in 90 days and then launched it.
Right. And, you know, even still, David, you know, our business doesn't take the priority like we mentioned earlier. I know we talked before you started hit record, and we took this year off that we started to talk to you about, of where we actually stepped away. We took 90 days to create a course, but then we decided, well, maybe we should actually take our own course to see if it's in a format that really can work well, you know, for couples. And we framed it from the perspective of our family, but we took our own course and applied our family principles to it. And we kind of created a big timeout, and we took a year off to actually sell our house. We had this big, you know, kind of fancy house that we designed and built. We had a lot of stuff, just things occupying our house.
We were living the American dream.
We were living the quote unquote, the American dream. And when we looked at the values, our family values, we said, wait a second, we're not actually living these family values. So we sold that house. We bought a small little farmhouse about 45 minutes away from that town. We pulled our kids out of school and started homeschooling them and really lived out that for a year. It's like, well, let's figure out how we're going to downsize and really live in this tiny, tiny space. We have one bathroom for the four of us. You're in New York, though, right? So that's probably not totally, you know,
that's uncommon in California.
It's not a California thing. We're in California.
In New York, we're used to small spaces.
Right. Yeah. So we're not totally out here. So some of our local friends thought we were kind of crazy, and it did most of them did. But again, that experimentation has been a ton of fun. Now that we have kind of the homeschool journey, it still pivots and changes, but we have a better handle on it after having our kids out of the regular schooling system for a year, as well as figuring out how to live in this smaller space. We're now, in a lot of ways, resurrecting Legendary Couples and saying, okay, cool, now we can really focus back in on this business together and really help couples reconnect like we wanted them to do from the very beginning.
Yeah, so we essentially took it to the next level.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's interesting to hear how you took time out to really plan and experiment. And one of the things that I notice, particularly with solopreneurs or perhaps couplepreneurs, is the pressure to continually produce income often short circuits their ability to be able to take a time out and really spend some time thinking and strategizing and planning. And they often end up making costly mistakes as a result.
Yeah, or even with time, you know, they're, when you're not looking at it from a big enough picture and a clear enough picture, the choices that you're making, you don't know if those are going to result in the right, you know, fruits of your labor. So that's the other part. You spend a lot of money and you spend a lot of time, almost like a hamster wheel, where you have to take a bird's eye view sometimes and step back and really say, you know, if I were to take a break and put a real plan together to design the life that I want, business and family and life, everything included, what would that look like? And really put the time in to design it. There are some efficiencies that come out of that.
Yeah, additionally too, David, you know, it's a lot of the getting the why right. I mean, I know you probably have heard that a lot, you know, well, you need to find out your why. And it really kind of a light bulb went off for me, because I'm more of the type to get more anxiety around money. And somebody said to me, you know, and I love what they said, you know, your purpose is not to make $1 million, it's to help 1 million people. And so when the perspective came that Legendary Couples was here to help just that, couples, then it, you kind of focus more on the passion behind why you're doing what you're doing rather than the anxiety or pressure of that business to make money. And that's helped me out a lot with that piece of, oh my gosh, we're going to make so much this week or we can't pay our bills or whatever else.
Right. So now that the two of you have really established clear personal goals, family goals, and business goals, and you're in alignment with each other, where are you with regard to the revenue model for your business that you think will help you play out working towards these goals over the, at least the near future?
So our current revenue model is affiliate marketing. And so essentially we have joint ventures with other influencers and people in the coaching space and podcasting space that pitch our product and get a portion of the revenue. And so that's what we're focusing on right now, as we have a few of our courses and coaching available on our website. And the next revenue model is a membership revenue model,
where people will join and pay a regular, like a monthly fee.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So a monthly fee to have ongoing system support tools, resources that help them in this area.
We plan on doing more, you know, live, you know, or at least webinars or videos, you know, series where we could, you know, help those couples, or even an open forum type of, you know, in a membership model.
Right. And those are both models that can produce fairly consistent income.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think we've decided at first, you know, right now we kind of sell these courses that we've created a la carte, but you know, we really think that once we have a much wider portfolio of content that's out there, that the membership model is what we will move to.
90 days.
That sounds great.
90 days, David.
So as you have been going through your reset and your planning and your strategizing, whom have you come to look at personally who has been really successful at smashing plateaus?
My favorite person that comes to mind of smashing plateaus is a man named Hal Elrod. And he is the writer and creator of The Miracle Morning. And, you know, this man went through a near death or death.
Actually, he died for minutes?
A few minutes. And he turned his life around from that moment, just, you know, taking the perspective of, you know, you can't change it. He couldn't change what happened to him, and then found himself again in a recession and lost his home and found himself in a depression. And that's where The Miracle Morning was created, was through that process. And then this just finished battling a rare leukemia and is now sharing that with the world. Of going through that process and radically prioritizing his life as a result of again, almost losing it.
Yeah, you know, the system he creates in the morning is really, it's just his book, The Miracle Morning, it transforms lives simply because it, rather than just reading a bunch of ideas, it literally says, do this, do this, do this. So it gets you, it changes your behavior by actually giving you the steps. And,
right.
And you know, and when we were, you know, rebuilding our marriage, you know, his book, The Miracle Morning, had a big part in helping us reconnect, especially for me, who had never been a part of personal growth.
Right.
And so me having a sense of direction and purpose when I woke up in the morning was huge, and me regaining confidence in my mojo back that reattracted my wife to me. And just to understand Hal's backstory, you know, of his creation of The Miracle Morning is clearly smashing the plateau.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that example.
Mm-hmm.
And Lance and Brandy, what can we look forward to in the near future from you? What's coming up next?
Our membership will be coming up next after. Yep. Yeah, that's We're our
starting a YouTube channel so that people can actually, you know, see more of our faces and how funny we are when we talk on camera. We have a lot of great information, but, you know, we know we need to start like a video series as well so people can get to know us.
And do you have a free gift that you'd like to offer our audience?
Yes, we do. We have our relationship planning guide. which honestly is a system that you can use for any area of your life. It's asking these simple questions and creating the plan and action steps to get you there. And it is available on our website at legendarycouples.com.
Oh, it sounds great. And is there any other way that listeners can learn more about you and follow you?
Yeah, we're on Instagram and Facebook at Legendary Couples.
Yep. The Instagram is legendary.couples, right?
Yep. And it's Legendary Couples with Kids.
Terrific. Lance and Brandy, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau and sharing your story and your insights.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
When you visit the Smashing the Plateau website at smashingtheplateau.com, you'll find a summary of each episode along with the links we mention on the show. Today we discussed how to turn a downward spiral into positive results, how Lance and Brandy knew there was a business opportunity based on their personal experiences, and how Lance and Brandy's business concept emerged. We've produced over 400 episodes of Plateau Smashing Discussions with top business leaders. Let me know what you want to hear from our guests. That's David at smashingtheplateau.com. Remember to subscribe on whatever platform you listen on and leave a review if you can. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. I'll see you on our next episode.